Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station with the only man I can safely say is Mr. OC, Johnny the Rocket.
Hey, welcome everybody again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez. And once again, I got to tell you, it's an honor to have this gentleman on our show. I'm going to be as brief as I can on his introduction because his resume is one for the ages. Mr. Andy Vargas is, of course, he's a musician. He's got a band. He's the lead singer for Carlos Santana Band, which many of you is a legendary band. But most importantly, man, I was reading some of his history, and he's done some collaborations in music with people like Juanes, Maná, Chris Perez, Frankie J, the Black Eyed Peas, Beyonce, Enrique Iglesias, just to name a few. This gentleman is one of the great minds of music. Not only is he a great performer, but when I was reading his history, I just said, I'm so honored to have you on the show, Mr. Andy Vargas. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I'm humbled by what you just said, man. It just listening to that in these moments in time, it overcomes me hearing all those things. But I have nothing but gratitude to wake up every morning and another opportunity and now to share what my experience is.
You know? And he started off with somebody from my era. Doris Day. You don't even remember who the great actress Doris Day was. Rock Hudson, well, Doris Day. Well, huge. Well, her son
we'll
was
get
a
into
huge
all that.
Music
I know,
producer.
I know Paul wants to get into the history
bands
of it, yeah. which says a lot about how long you've been in music at the age of 15 when you were discovered, right? But before we go into that, I just want to make sure everybody also stays tuned because we're also going to talk about some great things he's doing with his foundation, the Andy Vargas Foundation. And he's also, of course, the CEO of Vargas Entertainment, which is also the other is Malas Palabras Records, right?
Yes.
Which is, you're the president of that.
Yes, yes.
And I know you're doing some stuff with your business partner, George Lopez.
Yes.
A famous comedian, actor, has great shows on TV. So we're going to talk about all that. But
George,
I just wanted the
George
audience
is welcome in here anytime. Carlos, either one. Right.
Yes, yes. But I want to go and get into the history of how you were discovered at 15. Most of the time we have guests, we ask them to tell us a story about when they were growing up, where they're... Tell us a little bit about that, man, if you don't mind sharing.
That's all right. That's all right. In a nutshell, I was born and raised in Watsonville, California, the Central Coast, and I went to Watsonville High, and I grew up singing with my dad in his mariachi band.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your dad's a big mariachi guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And lots of people that were in his band had, you know, left and came over here to start some pretty big mariachis. And there was a core of some great mariacheros that came from the time that my dad was really at his peak. And out he came from Mexico to LA, recorded records, played with Vargas, Mariachi Vargas, for yeah.
And for those of you that don't know who Mariachi Vargas is, they're one of the top mariachis out there, right? Their history is amazing.
Yeah.
I heard them sing for the first time,
yeah,
I want to say about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you guys, it's like going to the symphony,
yeah,
and hearing an orchestra sing, yeah, in a mariachi.
Yeah.
When you hear Vargas sing, it's just like another level, right?
Incredible.
So for you to be around that at a young age,
yeah,
you got to hear and see like something at another level.
100%, 100%. And then my dad would have me around, and then as soon as he could, he would start presenting me as, Mijo.
Ese es mijo.
And and so I started with the sombrero and the traje, and I go out and I start singing some leads and things like that, and eventually played guitar and just loved it. Went out to the rodeos and the festivals and things. And my dad, I love him so much, he wanted to put his love into his kids, my brother and I and my mom. And my mom worked at Wells Fargo Bank. She just retired 49 years as a branch manager at Wells Fargo Bank.
Shout out to mom.
And that's,
wow,
interestingly enough, how I met those who introduced me to the grander music business. But my dad wanted to stay home. He wanted to be home, and he knew the life of an entertainer and how that took him everywhere. And he made the decision to pour into his children. And that, for me, was everything because it gave me an opportunity. I had my dad around to look at and watch and be my mentor. Not a lot of kids have that opportunity to really watch their parents. My mom was in the office all the time. She worked, but she worked to give me a better life. And the same thing with my dad, except my dad with an entertainer's career, he had a little bit more flexibility, right? He had a little bit more flexibility to be around a little bit more. And my grandmother, who recently passed away, raised me in on the mother's side of things. But thanks to my dad, who was around. And so I was just around music all the time. And later on, I got into not just our cultural music and Hispanic music of all sorts, all the great songwriters and singers, Jose, Javier Solis, Vicente Fernandez, mm-hmm. Luis Miguel, mm-hmm. Lola Bertran, mm-hmm. and all these vocalists that I just fell in love with. And then I couldn't not love like Michael Jackson and like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, finding albums of Tower of Power and like just these, the funk and soul. I was drawn to that, which led me then into hip hop and R&B and, you know, that slow love making R&B.
Name some names. What did you like growing up?
R&B. I grew up with Keith Sweat.
That's right. Keith Sweat. Those were the days.
I loved like Slick Rick.
That's right. Slick Rick.
Like I loved that real big bass, that 808 yeah. bass beat. Stuff where they're rapping and singing on top.
I love Slick Rick growing up.
R&G, these guys, just some of the Ice Cube. And then obviously Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, and these.
So you liked a little bit of both then. You like kind of like the young people, but mm-hmm. then you also like, you have an old soul, right?
Yeah.
I think that's something that, would you say your dad passed that on to you, right?
Oh, 100%.
That respect and mm-hmm. for the old souls in the music industry. Right?
How can you connect? How can you be a young musician and artist and connect and feel those? Some people listen to that music and it passes over their head. Other people, like my little one, like my son, and like myself, it penetrates me. You know, I'll leave emotionally changed from that moment in time, which is, I'm so grateful that I can do that, because mm-hmm. I could hear everything that was done in the recordings at all, and just receive it all, from the message to everything like that. Music has that power.
That's interesting you just said that, because I had a moment like that in my life as a father a couple years ago when we were in a family barbecue in the backyard and we had a little fire there. And my son, Jonathan, uh-huh. is sitting there with the guitar playing Johnny Cash. And yes. I didn't know he knew this song, right? And he's like jamming to it and he's singing it to my father-in-law, who, rest his soul, he's passed away already. And I have this video on my Instagram and I posted it as a guitar on fire. And the reason why is because he's playing Johnny Cash. And you can see the fire reflecting on his black guitar. And it was just such a cool video. And I'm recording it. And he was like, I want to say maybe like, I don't know, 10, 11 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe 12.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he had learned this. And he learned it on YouTube. And he also learned it through my nieces and my nephews who taught him how to play the guitar.
Yes.
It wasn't me. Yeah. I didn't teach him how to do that.
Yeah.
And as a father, like what you're talking about, it hit me deep, man.
Yes.
I watched that video today and I get emotional. Yeah, I get teary because my father-in-law is sitting next to him and he's singing this music to him. Yeah. And it's Johnny Cash and you're watching this little kid like singing old soul music.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, brother.
Yeah, that's the magic. That's the magic, and it'll take you back to that time.
Yes,
you'll see deeper. You'll cut through all the the BS of the surface level things that our minds are trained to be and live in life, and get deeper into that realm. Does he play guitar still?
Yeah. Obviously, he got into high school playing high school football, like you and I have been talking about, because you live in that area in Irvine.
Yeah,
he played at Northwood High School football.
Yeah.
So he's a senior now. But every once in a while, I walk by his room and he has a door closed, and I hear him.
And you hear him playing?
Like playing. He has a passion. He loves it.
It's the most therapeutic thing you could do, man. Like Carlos told me one time, he says, "Man, gosh," because there was some drama going on and stuff, and he says, "All we need sometimes is to find one new chord." In the day, and everything's okay. It washes everything away, and that's okay with us, because that's the gift we have. And he was sending me a message like, "We're lucky." Mm-hmm. And then also we get to get up and perform and just wash all that drama off. And then after, you just feel like fresh, renewed.
Wanted to ask someone like yourself, as a performer.
Yeah.
When you're on that stage and you're performing, and I've seen some of your videos, and I can't wait to see you one day in person. I see how you're into it, right? And how. What is that like for you to be up there? Like you're saying, is it therapeutic for you? Like, when you're all done, and I remember it, like when I played football, when I was a running back, and it was
in
like
the moment.
There's the before, and then the during, and the after, right? There's like you're getting zoned to go into the game. It's game time, right?
Yeah, I was really lucky because I had the seed for it, right? The seed was already planted. It was already growing. I had my antennas up and I was ready. I was a sponge ready to receive. And then I had a mentor like Carlos Santana. I grew up in the band. I grew up in the band. And so all the ups and downs, all the turns and stuff, and the maybe almost falling off stage, and maybe almost doing this, and maybe almost, it's just as much work off stage as it is on stage. You have a good day, your show is going to be good. It's like you take care of yourself, or you don't take care of yourself, you rock it out, then you're going to suffer at night, you know, suffer the next day or suffer the next show. You know, all of these things, you know. What is it like? It's like when you're in that moment, it's almost like a pitcher pitching in with all eyes on him, like breathing, knowing that you're in that moment, but knowing greater things to think about so you can hold and control that moment, rather than sometimes some people giggle out of it, some people get nervous, and there it is, and boom, and then it's gone. It's like the actor getting into role, but as an artist, you can act through the song, or you can almost just be yourself in the song too, and say, find a time that where it's affected you in your life or something as like it, right? And to be believable in that respect is to really just own that moment. And so I love it. And we're human. We aren't always the best. We're human, but we accept that too, and accept flaws. Man, I've had some moments where I was just like, what the heck am I doing? What's next? Yeah. Wow. But then something comes and boom, gets me right back on. And so gratefully, those moments, I've been able to get out of them quickly. But that we're human. And like Carlos would always tell me, don't think twice. Because if you think about it twice, then you'll think about it 3 and 4 times. Sometimes you can't get out of the thought.
Yeah.
Move on. Don't think twice about it.
I like to compare that a little bit to the other day I was listening. I grew up playing basketball a lot too. Yeah. I used to go to the Santa Boys Club.
Yeah.
And for me, that was therapeutic. When all the kids left to go swimming at the pool, at the high school down the street, I would go into the gym and just shoot the ball all day. And the athletic director would come in and be like, you don't want to go to the pool. You don't want to go swimming with all the kids. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. What people didn't realize is my dad was an alcoholic. I was going through a lot in my life. For me, it was therapeutic to be in the gym.
Yes.
Shooting all day.
Yes.
Just shooting. I loved shooting, right? And like a shooter's touch, you get cold and suddenly you're hitting bricks. Yes. But you keep shooting and suddenly you start feeling it again. And you get on fire, just like Steph Curry, right?
Yes.
Like he can go 0 for 11 for 3 quarters, and on the 4th quarter, he's on fire, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel that happens to you as a musician?
100%.
As an artist? Like you just said right now, you could be off, but you keep going. You keep shooting.
Yeah.
And before you know it, boom, you're back on track.
Yeah. No, it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. You're able to, sometimes I feel I'm at my most comfortable state on stage, or the time before to the meditation before to then get on, to then even the 10 minutes after. Like I receive, you got to accept and receive all of those moments, man, because they're amazing. And being able to, you know, to shoot all day. You know what I used to do? Because I played for my high school team as well, and I was a QB. So I would just throw. I would just, like, forever. And what's funny is my little boy and I and my oldest and my brother, that's all, when we're at home, you know what we do?
Yeah.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
Let's go out and throw the ball.
Yeah. So I'm doing that with my younger boy right now. He's an 8th grader.
Oh, yeah?
He wants to be a quarterback next year.
Oh, man, we got to get our kids together. My son's still 8 years old.
Okay.
But he can throw the ball.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Nice. I got him throwing a spiral with bigger balls.
Keeping the
smaller.
Elbows above water, I tell elbows my son.
Yeah.
Because my brothers were quarterbacks, so I learned all. I was a running back, but I learned from them how they would just stand on the streets of Santana, on the streets and just throwing the ball. And the football would get all tore up when it would hit the ground.
Totally.
So it was almost like, don't throw a bad throw because you're going to mess up our nice football.
I make my son go get it. I say, all right, let's go.
I'm going to.
Yeah. And he's like, God, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, and every time I'm like, hey, were you thinking on that? Why did you throw it over here? Where'd your mind go right there?
Yeah.
And so that's the training right
there. Yes, sir.
Right? That's the training.
Amen, man.
And who would have known when he played soccer? When he played soccer, they put him at goalie and he had hands. And I never played soccer myself. I wasn't a soccer player. I was a ball player, basketball player.
Catching all the footballs.
Catching all the footballs.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't afraid of a round ball when that wobbly ball came at him.
Sir.
He was able to knock it down. I mean, stubbing fingers and stuff. And so, man, it's so cool, man. I love sports.
But this is what you want to teach, from my understanding, or you're doing already this with your foundation, right?
100%. The concepts of mentorship, utilizing music as therapy, as confidence building, and just doing what I love. If you already have an itch for it, if you already love music, then this is songwriting. You know, is a beautiful opportunity to do. I had to really search deep in the many years that I've had the foundation and our incentives and our goals yearly, what they were. And I found myself in naturally doing this kind of stuff. And I had different advice and taking the foundation this way and doing this and that. And I followed other board members' ideas and stuff until I said, you know what? I really need everyone to really come in and support me with my incentives, or I just can't do this anymore. And so here we are, and I'm so very grateful that I have a songwriting camp now with the foundation. I've done college scholarships because I feel like, hey, let's go reach for that. When I was in high school, I did it, went for that. But I want to, show that you need an education. This can support you alongside your education, mm-hmm. or let's get educated in this and find out the different ways of being able to actually create a revenue from music, from all the different aspects. Our foundation specializes in college scholarships and music programs. So the programs surrounding music is what I'm building. And I'm a new resident of Orange County, fairly new. This will be my third year here, from Los Angeles and then originally from Watsonville. But I cut my teeth in Los Angeles. And then I came over here to raise a family and to further my career in the foundation. And so I've been grateful to meet some great people. I've got an amazing building out here in Irvine. I met an amazing person, Martin. Him and Rick, they own this building, and they came in and they opened the door to my dreams and visions. And so we've started to develop my program, Song, Sounds of New Generations. And our first program will be with the County of Riverside, the 5th district in the County of Riverside. And how that is happening is this is a song camp. And so we're doing this in the weekends.
Nice.
And parents' involvement. And also we will have a busing system to busing kids for those that, that want to do this kind of thing, that want to get together with other kids, other peers, and an industry professional, write a song or many songs and record and then present it in a presenting setting, and then also be able to therefore after learn to how learn the business surrounding it, publishing, writing, master rights, sync licensing, the difference between sync licensing and mechanical licenses and things like that, things that really make a difference, to then be able to own your music and then put that into movies and television and radio and things. And those kind of things are like, then we need to meet those kinds of people. And then that's what that I have so many friends in the relationships in the music business. And then also then, for example, meeting people like yourself and Paul, it's like we open doors through our friendships and relationships, and we're a bridge to those kids that we work with. So this program is an opportunity for me to connect to those kids and find out who they are, or else we'd never know. And mm-hmm. this is not a dollar out of their pockets, man. You know what I'm saying? Not a dollar out of their pockets. They come and to us, and we put on this program, and then we go from there. And if we get in line, see where they're at, and this is our information and our data that we get per student, and then God willing, we could follow them and continue to encourage them and hear the stories and share those stories. I did this program once in San Bernardino at the City College, and we started and we didn't continue. We started and everyone wanted us to continue, but it was seasonal. This time, we're not going to stop. We're starting in January and it's not going to stop. It's going to happen every month, and God willing, until...
I know why you're doing it, but why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
You mentioned something, and I'll tell you a quick story. And I'm also an alcoholic, and I'm 10 years sober. And
congratulations, man.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you, man. And in my sobriety, and it's just, you just got to cut dry and just say it, bro.
Yeah.
I have no issue anymore with anyone and their alcohol anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't have a relationship with it myself.
Yeah.
And that's just it.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to. And, mm-hmm. and just as well as there's a facade around it, it's okay not to. And so when I decided that, then I knew that I needed to be of service. And I realized this rule, you got to give it to keep it, man. Mm-hmm. And so when I started doing that, then I did things for other reasons. And you know what? I just started getting really busy, and I just wanted to be more and more of service, help others, mm-hmm. other people going through problems. Mm-hmm. Because some people are just like, man, I can do it, but I can't. I want to, but then they end up right back in the same place and stuff. And sometimes they just need that mentorship. But how am I going to say anything if I'm in the same place?
I got to tell you, man, as I want to thank you first and foremost for seeing that in your life and recognizing it, because as a kid growing up and having a father who was an alcoholic all his life, I always wish my dad would have saw that. Mm-hmm. I always wish he would have.
Yeah.
And even though you and I have a mutual friend, Santos, who is one of my linemen in football.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends and family members would not, like friends of my teammates, whatever, they would say, hey, where's your dad? Why does your dad come to the games? I was scoring all these touchdowns and everything. And I didn't want my dad there because he was drunk.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him there because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And even though I love my father and everything he taught me of hard work and on all these things, I just didn't want him there while he was like this, right?
Sure.
So I want to commend you, man, because it's so easy to fall off, right? Like, yeah. Especially in the world you're in.
Yeah.
Entertainment and everything you do. So, you know, just kudos, man. That's awesome that you've changed your life and you're focusing. I love that you're doing mentorship.
Yeah.
Because those kids were kids like me that needed it. Like, mentorship is so important.
You know, I give God the glory.
Amen, man.
I'm grateful.
Amen, brother.
And the mentors that mentored me through.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the special moments and the magic away from those that love to enjoy a drink at home and all this kind of things.
Oh,
but
no.
There's something different. There's something different in the blood and the genes of some that just have an allergy to it, man. And and I had very close members of family members of mine that I love so much. My godfather was just the most amazing human being, and I loved him so very much. And God bless his soul and his spirit. May he rest in peace. But he wrote a lot of the Catholic songs, and I didn't know how deep he was in it, but he wrote a lot of the Catholic, you know, songs that you sing in church in Spanish. And I still go into church here anywhere, and I'll go in and I'll look and I'll read it and I'll be like, wow, there's his name. He had a battle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for those souls and spirits, we there's a chance, and if we could pass on the message, and I had the opportunity of doing that and seeing people's lives transform. So then I'm like, wow. And it, so that continued to grow to then music, where then I was able to have a new relationship with my music.
That's awesome.
And be able to connect to those moments and capture those moments and be like, oh, this is how I can get there without having to go and have this, a drink or this or that, to get to this place. Because that's a quick way to do it, or to escape and this moment of escape. But how about owning the moment? How about controlling the moment and being present and showing how to win that way?
Yeah. I got to say, man, I know Paul's giving me the stinky eye. Yeah. We got 5 minutes. First and foremost, for anybody out there wanting to get involved with your foundation, go to your foundation website.
Yeah, we got things set up and pretty much updated. We'll have a full update very soon. The AndyVargasFoundation.org and our Andy Vargas Foundation Instagram as well. We have all the information there where you can support. And right now, we're working with the County of Riverside, and I'm so grateful to Supervisor Gutierrez for the support that he and his office and believed in me to do this. And so thank you, Supervisor Gutierrez.
Shout outs to him.
And to, you know, now we're going out to Moreno Valley, the high school. So we're now out recruiting. So this is a great moment in time right now for me. And then, you know, and then we'll be able to expand, God willing, to other counties. Orange County is where, you know, that was my dream, was to reach out to like Santa Ana. I'm like, man, I'm like right next door. Literally, I'm 2 minute drive.
I'm a Santanero. I was born and raised there. So we're going to make it happen.
That's what I want to do. And we're so close, but I needed to get it going. And it's really hard, man, coming from LA to come here and to get your feet wet, to get your branches out there and to let people know that you're present. And so I think actually Mitch Siegel from the chamber, I initially connected with him, and Denise Gutierrez, I don't know if Denise, she connected me with Mitch, and then we did an event I performed. That's where the Vargas Entertainment side of things is. I perform.
Yeah. And this is your partnership with George Lopez, right?
So Vargas Entertainment is basically my company. I provide sound and event production and things for my events. So it's not just my band. I have a great band. I love my band members, Joe Mendez and Clever Alvarado and Philip Ortiz, all these amazing guys.
Nice.
C-Town Horn, shout out to you guys. These guys are students that are great horn players in our band. We play at Spaghettini here in Seal Beach.
Nice.
We play this Friday and also on the 30th of December. Then every month.
I'm trying to get them to come to our tour drive. I'll work on that off the show.
We would love to, man. So we show up. We do everything. We show up. We provide all that stuff. And because I figured I wanted things done myself, even video and LED walls, and we tie it all in. So it's really cool stuff. Now, my collaboration with George Lopez, Malas Palabras Records, man, that's been just the most amazing experience. George is great friends with Carlos and myself. And I went to him. I go, man, you got to have a record label, man. Like, all this stuff, and I'm getting frustrated with the scene and how things are going, the turning digital, and this is stuff. And he goes, man, you should be the CEO of the label. And
so
working together, collaborating, and now full throttle. And so we're helping building marketing packages, distributing music with artists and things, and supported by George and his team. And we're about to take it to the next level, starting the Jukebox series. I'm releasing my own music through it. You can check it out at Malas Palabras Records on YouTube. Just go at Malas Palabras Records. And so, see, that kind of connection, I needed that. I needed that to be able to have that active. We've got these amazing distributions with United Masters and SoundCloud and stuff to access and provide to the kids.
Yes, sir.
Because we got some that we'll light up, but not just in a nonprofit way, we'll put them in a professional level.
Yes, sir.
And so being able to do that is what I wanted to do. So thank you, George. I love you so much for everything and all the support.
I got to ask one question.
Yeah.
Are you doing it on vinyl? Are you one of these people trying to revive vinyl?
Oh, that's
revive
great.
Revive vinyl.
So,
that's
so
cool.
I'm building my vinyl room for this. It's a songwriting vinyl room because I have so many vinyl. And yes, we're starting to do the jukebox series. As we release the eighth one or even the sixth one, we will do a vinyl press.
Paul, I almost feel like we have to, like, a fundraiser for his foundation.
Yeah.
Is you get to come and
spin
take a
records.
You get to tour this whole place.
And
people make a donation to your foundation.
That would be amazing.
And they get to see all the stuff you've done and the history, right? And they get to
learn. And they should get to spin.
Right?
I'm telling you, I grew up as a kid and then later as a DJ in the early 70s.
Spinning vinyl, right?
Spinning vinyl, holding backing it up and then letting it go.
Paul was DJing. Wow.
I was DJing. And then we moved into disco and we were doing live spins and stuff here. And
we'll talk about something like that. We got to have you come back.
John, I would love that.
We'll do like a fundraiser where people can get to come and tour. Right.
And then we'll have like little DJ or little DJ session set up so you can do it on
That's
your
right.
own. But I got to say, Paul, this was my dream to have how you have it here, because you could tell, man, you spend a lot of time here. And in my room, I had a little radio station where I have kids come in. I have like samplers. Man, I was almost like the guy back from breakdancing that had like the cassette player, the record player, the mixer, making loops, you know. And I did this with my cousins.
They can't see the mad scientist table over here where I've got everything. He comes in and he says,
you
got this? I said,
Paul
I got one of those. One of those. I got way too much stuff in
what
here.
What they didn't see, what you didn't see on the show is when Andy walked into the studio, he was just like,
the engineering
room, him and Paul were just like talking all this technology and all the setup.
You have to come to MySpace next.
I'd love to.
Okay, cool.
I'd love to.
Cool,
I don't get to go?
Oh, come on. No,
we're going to spin records and we're going to talk tales.
Oh, man, you should see. I've got the Technique 1200s. I got the loopers.
Wait,
no
Servant Vegas from back in the days?
I have Servant Vegas
bro.
Pioneers, Servant Vegas.
My brother had some of those, the Servant Vegas.
Yeah, with the pink lining and stuff. Yeah. Oh, man.
He used to play Computer Love all the time on his
computer
little DJ
love.
System.
Let's go. Miami bass, bro.
Yes, Computer Love.
Come on, back to bass and
all
that
bring
stuff.
I'll bring over one of my, I'm sure I still have it. I have thousands of records.
All these young people are like, what's Computer Love?
I'm sure I got some original Santana albums from the 70s.
Everyone's sampling those records, you know
are
what
they?
I'm saying? People are sampling.
It's coming back,
records.
Huh?
It's coming, right? Yeah, because now they're making sampling a little bit easier. It still costs money to sample records, but then you could just sample it and then AI it, flip it into your own and all this
and
stuff.
And then get sued.
Well, actually, AI is so good right now.
Oh.
You could do it and flip it into your own and not get sued.
It's crazy.
Because they change it just a little bit.
Yeah, it's messed up.
I feel bad having to end the show because, man,
we're just getting started.
We could be here for days, but I know the show's usually 30 minutes. We've gone over it. But listen, folks, please leave a message, leave a comment. Let us know if you want to get involved, make a donation
to
where's
the foundation again one more time? Foundation.
So, our foundation, andysfoundation.org. Okay. Is where you can go to get all the information there. Manas Palabras Records.
And it talks about all the things you do with the money and how you help kids in the
100%. It talks about
it's
our
great
programs.
Mentorship program.
It shows some of our recipients. And by the way, we'll be giving scholarships to Southern California. So I'm going to the high schools now. Maybe, John, you could help me to go to the Orange County high schools.
He's big on that.
Superintendent of Santa Ana is my good friend.
Oh, there we go.
So I can connect
you. He knows everybody.
I sit on his board for the community.
Okay.
Like community leadership board.
Great.
So I'll connect you with him.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen in Santa Ana, right here in Orange County.
Beautiful.
Before you go, I just want to read this really cool thing I found online. It says, Andy Vargas, if Santa Ana is the king of Latino rock and soul, then Andy Vargas is the Prince Hair to Latino soul music in the U.S. And I can go on and on, right?
The Prince Air, not the hair.
I mean, air. I'm sorry.
Air, right.
Air. Sorry. I'm Latino. You know how it is,
not
Paul,
Prince Hair.
Right? So I just want to say, man, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
And Watsonville, you put Watsonville on the map.
Hey, man, there have been some great, amazing people that have come from Watsonville. And I feel like this, like we're everywhere. And so shout out to everyone from Watsonville and doing big things. There's some big,
But Watsonville's a small,
very small community.
Fraternity brothers that are from Watsonville. I went to Chico State and like I was telling you off the air. And it's farmers community.
And Santa Cruz, you got some great musicians that like have done some amazing things, that have done things you would have never known. You'd never know the agriculture businesses that how big they are coming from us.
Is your dad still around?
My dad, praise God, he's still around.
We would love to have your dad come on the show one day.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah.
You come back with him.
Yeah.
And let's tell his story.
But he's got to do some
music. Sure. I think he always has his guitar ready to go.
We would love that, right, folks?
We'll mic him up.
Because it's so beautiful to go back. And the fact that your dad is still on is great. Yeah. He was your mentor, your first mentor.
Have you guys tuned him into what's the Mariachi Academy that's getting launched here?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it. Paul, we got to move on.
But that's cool because we can collaborate and we can show them recordings and stuff to the Mariachi Academy. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, we almost, pre-COVID, the Andy Vargas Foundation was going to be the Mariachi Academy pre-COVID. Yeah. Then COVID happened and the pandemic changed everything. So I just took it online and we shifted and we made things happen and kept things alive. And so now any type of music we could bring in. But as a mariachi musician, I always go immediately, like I sang the national anthem not too long ago for the Aztec Awards over in at the Novo Theater in L.A. And
he says it's so casual. I just sang
like it's no big deal.
I sang in my shower yesterday.
I was able to announce for Costolo de la Rocha his award. I was able to sing with Los Lobos the national anthem.
Nice.
And so the first thing I do is we go to mariachi, bro, when we did it in mariachi style.
Yeah. Costolo de la Rocha, you're talking about Ultimate?
Yes.
Yes, I was with him a couple of months ago.
We were at
one of his, so we're helping his foundation also.
Yes.
We're supporting his foundation, and they're looking to bring back their foundation, like music, art, and everything here to Orange County.
Yeah, his art collection is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I didn't know that until I was at this event, and other people started telling me his passion for art. Yes. So you sang that when he received that award, huh?
Yeah, wow. So I announced him.
Oh, you announced him?
Yeah, for Costa. Yeah. And then also performed with Los Lobos. That, for me, was like, man, I grew up with La Bamba, bro. I grew up with the blues.
And Will the Wolf Survive, yeah.
Yeah, oh, man. So to be on stage with these guys, and I know they know Carlos well and stuff like that, but me, I was just humbled. I'm like, they're laughing and they're like, man, why are you so quiet? I go, I just can't believe I'm here.
Wow.
In this room with you
we
guys.
We can't believe you're here. So thank you for coming.
What's interesting how he just says, like, Carlos, like, no big deal. We're talking about Carlos Santana, like the legend, right? But he grew up with them. You were at a young age already with them, right?
Yeah, we have a year in Vegas. Everybody come and see
us. Let's go.
I see it at the House of Blues or something?
At the House of Blues in Las Vegas, starting back up in January. We just closed out this year, and we ripped it, man.
Let's get a bus and go, John. Let's
get a bus and go. Go.
Then we played with some amazing groups throughout the year, and we toured. And man, what an amazing tour.
You've been blessed, man.
It's almost like supernatural, Carlos's big record.
That's right.
It's almost like supernatural again.
How old is Carlos? Can we say that?
Yeah, he just turned 77.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Same age as my dad, too, so I always keep it on target, you know what I mean?
And his nephew was on our show.
That's what I was going to say.
Adam Lasher.
I love Adam.
He's performed at Estrella Awards a few times.
Yep.
We gave him an award one year.
That's so cool.
Adam's been on the show here. He played the guitar. It was really cool. I have the video of it when he sang here. So maybe we'll talk about having you and Adam sing at Estrella Awards or something together with your band.
That would be great.
That would be at our biggest Estrella Awards, which is in April 12th, I think it is.
Got a shout out to Counting Crows. That's who we toured with, Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
Nice.
Yeah, County Crows. We did a big tour this year. It was phenomenal, the amount of people that were at our show.
Wow.
Because it's Santana.
Of course. Thank you so much, Andy, for being on their show. And I knew being on this show today with you, there would just be so much knowledge and so much good information.
Oh, man. I need to learn from you.
No.
that's the truth. I really
we're here to support you in any way we can and collaborate with you. And hopefully, again, not only that, but help support your foundation and your mentorship program. Because, I mean, what you're doing, thank you for, you know, doing that. You're doing what your father did for you, what Carlos did for you. Yeah. We all have mentors, right?
Yeah.
And that's really what our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is about is...
Yeah.
Yeah, networking, helping each other out, but it's really about finding mentors.
Yes.
I don't want to cut it off, but the show's over.
I know. I'm sorry. We got to go, guys. Have a good one. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
There you have it, an extended reason why you got to tune in each and every time to meet our community here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.